This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm John Scott, in for Stuart J. Waddles. Here's a quick news update. Wisconsin health officials have released a new report highlighting serious challenges facing residents in Racine County, including rising child care costs, a shortage of doctors, and limited access to mental health services. In Racine County, child care costs emerged as a significant concern. According to the report, families with two kids in Racine County spend the equivalent of 40% of the county's median household income on childcare. Racine Public Library has updated its bookmobile schedule and has restored Thursday and Friday stops effective immediately, according to an announcement from the library. The revised schedule takes place this week and includes evening stops on weekdays, afternoon service on Thursdays and Fridays, and two Saturday stops. The bookmobile is closed Sundays. As the weather continues to warm up, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding us to be on the lookout for deer on the roads again. According to a press release, deer activity begins to spike around this time of the year as mothers look for safe places to give birth and young deer start to go out on their own. DOT officials say there were nearly 18,000 deer-related crashes in Wisconsin last year, including over 700 injuries and even six deaths. And that's news on WRJN. I'm John Scott, in for Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime, at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Some of the world's biggest meat and dairy companies, including several with operations right here in Wisconsin, have been making bold environmental promises. But a new study suggests most of those claims don't hold up. A report published last month found that the vast majority of sustainability claims made by the 33 largest meat and dairy corporations in the world are simply not legitimate. Several of the corporations called out in the report have a direct Wisconsin connection, among them Saputo Cheese, Tyson Foods, JBS, Hormel Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, and Nestle. Gas prices have dropped 23.5 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in Wisconsin today landed at $4.13 per gallon. This is 21.8 cents lower than a month ago, but $1.17 higher than this time last year. This drop in prices was largely driven by falling oil prices, price cycling, and growing optimism around a potential U.S.-Iran agreement. Schlitz Beer, once the largest brewer in America and a Milwaukee icon, has brewed its last batch. Brewmaster Kirby Nelson started the final brew in late May at Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. Founded in 1849 in Milwaukee, the Schlitz Brewing Company built a legacy that earned it the nickname "The Beer That Made Milwaukee Famous." Wisconsin Brewing Company received permission from Pabst Brewing Company to brew Schlitz one final time. A farewell celebration is planned at WBC's Lake Louie location on June 27th. And advocates are calling for the removal of the remaining dogs from the Dane County breeding facility, where protesters gathered outside Ridgeland Farms in the town of Blue Mounds near Madison this past weekend, calling attention to the over 600 dogs still on the property. The business had been breeding and selling the animals for medical research. The owners of Ridgeland Farms previously agreed to surrender their license to breed and sell dogs for research by July 1st. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where it's the Brewers and Giants for game two of the Brewers' first four-game series of the season. Last night, Milwaukee down 2-0, exploded for seven runs in the second inning on the way to a 16-2 blowout over the Giants. And it all got started when the Brewers' Jake Bowers challenged a call and walked instead of striking out Pat Murphy.
Yeah, you think about Bowers' challenge there. That started the whole thing. And a bunch of guys, Sal swinging the bat great, Vaughny doing his thing, Terang, Hamilton, wow.
I asked Bryce Terang about the challenge by Bowers.
The curveball down that he challenged? Yeah, I mean, when you think it's a ball, you challenge it, you get a ball. I mean, that's a walk instead of an out. So things change quick, and him doing that could have caused that inning for sure.
NFL, the Packers in a second week of OTA practices. Valuable time for the defensive players to learn the playbook of the new defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannon, with sports I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A pleasantly cool day today with the northeast breeze coming off the lake. Sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Plenty of sunshine again on Wednesday and warmer high temperatures in the mid-70s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.